Dana Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Have you put your birdhouses away yet? Or have you cleaned them out for the winter? It's part of your garden chores. Hopefully you have. It's always a good thing to do, probably before now. And birds generally use those birdhouses as shelter during the nesting season, which of course typically occurs in the spring and again in the early summer. But during winter, the primary purpose of birdhouses changes. They're not commonly used for nesting. That would be sort of dumb on the bird's part. However, birdhouses can still serve as valuable shelters for birds in their winter months for several reasons. Now, in cold climates, such as Muskoka used to be, and maybe this winter, some birds use birdhouses as roosting spots to escape harsh winter conditions. Roosting helps birds conserve energy and reduce heat loss, and they might even huddle together inside a birdhouse to share body warmth, providing additional protection against freezing temperatures. So it does help, and I know chickadees do this sometimes. You can also use it for protection from predators. Birdhouses often secure in an elevated spaces that can protect birds from ground predators such as foxes or cats. While the primary threat during winter might be cold, having a safe and elevated shelter can also be advantageous. And birdhouses with proper design and placement can provide birds with a shield against those strong winter winds and snow and other winter elements. This protection is particularly valuable during the very cold nights when the temperatures can drop to minus 40. Placing birdhouses in location with good sun exposure can create a microclimate that's slightly warmer than the surrounding environment, and this can be attractive to birds seeking refuge from the cold. So when you're placing your birdhouses, if they're a fair height and south-facing, that both helps them for the winter. And birds might continue to use those birdhouses in the winter that they become accustomed to the location and find a reliable and safe spot. Some species may use the same nesting sites for roosting during the winter that they used for breeding in the warmer months. Hence, it's a good idea to clean them out or even put a bit of fresh shavings or something in the bottom. Now, while all bird species do not use birdhouses in the winter, some cavity nesting birds, such as chickadees, titmice, not seen many of those here, may take advantage of these structures for roosting. Providing suitable birdhouses with the right dimension and the proper insulation can include the likelihood of birds using them as winter shelters and help with the survival of the bird. Additionally, placing bird feeders and water sources nearby can attract birds to the vicinity of the birdhouses, making them more likely to utilize these shelters during the winter months. And some birds that we don't really make shelters for, but it's sometimes nice to feed a bit, are the wild turkeys that we have in Muskoka now. Never used to have those around. And I don't like to put just the turkey food out for them because sometimes the deer will get into it. I don't believe in feeding deer particularly. But you can buy some extra food for the turkeys, and a lot of it has corn and that sort of thing in it. So put it or leave a little bit of extra food for the turkeys even around your bird feeders would keep them quite happy too. It's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye for now.